congratulating me on my marriage with Mr. Weston.
Not before time, surely. Any dutiful son would have written to his new stepmother long before this, and if occasion permitted, would have been present at the ceremony itself.
Oh, but my dear Mr. Woodhouse, you know full well that the occasion did not permit. Mm. You know the demands the illnesses of his aunt, Mrs. Churchill, place upon him.
Yes. Mm.
And then there is the consideration of the great distance between their places, Enscombe in Yorkshire and us here in Surrey.
Yes, there is the problem of distance, but I still do not think him a dutiful son. Why, for instance, did he think to take on the name of his uncle's family? His father's name is Weston, and Weston is a perfectly good name.
As I should know.
Ah, poor Miss Taylor.
Papa, you know perfectly well that when Frank Churchill was taken into the wealth and care of the Churchills after the death of his mother, he was made his uncle's heir. By assuming their name, he gave great pleasure to a charming but childless couple.
As well as assuring himself of the future inheritance of their great wealth. Why does he never come here to Highbury to visit his father? Tell me that.
No, he's not wished to cause embarrassment. Besides, Mr. Weston sees his son every year in London, and is as proud of him as any father could be.
It is true that Highbury has never seen Mr. Frank Churchill, though his virtues are well known by report. I, for one, would dearly love to meet him.
And so you shall.
But when?
Soon.
Soon? And when is soon? His visit here has been often talked of, but never yet achieved.
He writes me that when the health of his aunt permits, he intends to journey south and visit us at Randall's.
Then soon will be never. Mrs. Churchill is decided on being a permanent invalid.
Do not speak ill of the sick, Emma, dear.
Sorry, Papa. Mrs. Weston, I have some news, too. News that'll make you happy, for I think I have found a friend.
A friend?
Harriet Smith.
Do I know her?
I think not. Though you may have seen her at Mr. Elton's church on Sundays. She's a very pretty girl of some 17 years, with blue eyes, light hair, and a look of great sweetness.
Oh, there are many such. But is she suitable as a friend for Miss Woodhouse of Hartfield?
She's a parlour boarder at Mrs. Goddard's school. It was Mrs. Goddard who wrote, asking me if I would receive her.
And you did?
I did, but only briefly, and in the company of Mrs. Goddard and Miss and Mrs. Bates.
Which means, then, that you had small opportunity to talk at all. They're all frightful talkers.
Indeed, there was nothing remarkably clever in Miss Smith's conversation. But then, she is so modestly shy, and she was so pleasantly grateful for being admitted to Hartfield.
What is her family?
Well...
Yes?
Well, she's the natural daughter of somebody or other.
I see.
Nobody knows exactly who her family are, but I'm convinced they must be people of some consequence. I intend to make amends for her early disadvantages in life and give her every encouragement. I shall help her form opinions, her manners, and generally improve her. Then I shall introduce her into good society.
Dear Emma, such a very kind undertaking.
Harriet Smith's intimacy at Hartfield was soon a settled thing, and as Emma and Harriet's acquaintance increased, so did their satisfaction in each other's company. Altogether, Emma was quite convinced of Harriet's being exactly the young friend she wanted, exactly the something which her home required. Her first attempts at usefulness were in an endeavour to find out as much about her friend as she possibly could.
Tell me about your friends, the Martins.
Well, really, they are the only friends I have in this neighbourhood. I stayed with them for 2 months, July and August this year. They have a charming farm.
Oh, they are farmers.
It is quite a large farm. They rent it from Mr. Knightley of Donwell Abbey. It adjoins his land.
Yes, I know Mr. Knightley.
It is a very pleasant house, and it has two parlours.
How many are there in the family?
Well, there's Mr. Martin and Mrs. Martin, and Elizabeth. She's my special friend, and her younger sister. Mr. Martin is extremely kind and attentive. Do you know, he once walked 3 miles round to collect me some walnuts because he knew how fond of them I was. And once he brought his shepherd son into the parlour, especially to sing to me.
He sounds quite charming.
No, he is. His mother and sisters are very fond of him.
Mother? Oh, then Mrs. Martin.
Yes, she is a widow. Robert is her only son.
Her son, I see.
She says it's impossible for anybody to have a better son. She says he'll make a good husband, too. Not that she wants him to marry, not yet.
And this Mr. Robert Martin, is he a man of some education? I mean, does he read?
Oh, yes, he reads the agricultural reports, and whatever books he finds lying about in the window seats. Oh.